This audio experience was brought to you by Courage Media Group. We hope that you enjoy this audio experience and have the time of your life. Tejan talks about entrepreneurship, animation, movies, genres, news, and more. Enjoy the audio experience with Tejan. What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Red and Yellow. This episode came out a little late this week. I've been swamped with work on my end, but, you know, work has to get done. And so does this. You can expect an episode or two every week, even if it's later in the week. So, thanks for sticking around. But furthermore, I'm going to talk about TikTok and, again, dealing with its ban. So, on Monday, I believe it was Monday, as soon as Monday happened, there was a rejection of the ban on TikTok. So basically, the judge that was superseding the whole mandate ruled that it was basically illegal and postponed it. So he essentially gave TikTok another extension on its deadline. It said that the executive order could not be executed because that would just hinder some things and such like that. We're going to read this article a little bit and get some more information for you. The decision is a victory for TikTok after challenging the ban as unconstitutional and a violation of due process, which this is according to the CNN business article, which will appear in the video version of this podcast. So the ban is considered unconstitutional and it violates due process. I kind of don't see how on my part because it is still a Chinese owned company, but maybe it's because it was spearheaded by the American TikTok division because they are spread out between all these different countries. They do have divisions. Most companies spread out their divisions between each country. So the fact that TikTok has an American division means that it's stationed in America, and it, just like almost any other software company, deserves at least some process to a trial, especially since they requested an injunction. This has been going on. They've been talking back and forth with the U.S. government, so it seems only fair to go ahead and give them the trial and everything else. So I see that as to why that would be overturned. This business article also says government lawyers, meanwhile, argued that hearing that TikTok ownership was by a Chinese firm represented immediate danger to national security. And that has been always the case with the whole controversy itself. That's the whole reason that this controversy exists. Dealing with TikTok is the ban itself. The whole security problem. The whole security problem is the reason why it's even up in smoke at this moment. So the thing is, to me, I don't really care because there's so many different outside of this country apps that run on American app stores and stuff like that. And you can't really seclude the internet because we need to be able to access all of the internet. Internet should be free for everyone. That's what I believe. Free as in a sense as a free flow of information. Everybody should have the chance to find whatever they need. And most information shouldn't be hid, depending on the sensitivity of that information per person. But either way, outside of that debate, the Commerce Department announced earlier this month that TikTok downloads would be banned September 20th, which didn't happen. Especially after the injunction was submitted. Further restrictions will go into effect November 12th, making it illegal to internet backbone companies to carry TikTok's internet traffic, which also didn't happen because that was supposed to happen last week. They were supposed to ban TikTok. You weren't supposed to get any further downloads and updates from Google and such like that, and they were going to force Google and Apple to comply, which they have to comply. They did that when Huawei was found spying, and they found more evidence on that because the Chinese company that owns Huawei, I think that's how you say it, Huawei, but the Chinese company that owns Huawei did order a ton of parts that were found to have lots of malware and such like that on it. But yeah, this is one of our shorter episodes. We hope that you like it. We'll be making more, so stick around. And you know, thank you. It's an honor and it's a privilege to go ahead and talk to you guys about my ideals and my opinions. So thanks again. This has been the Red and Yellow with your host Tejan. Peace out.
We hope you enjoyed this audio experience. More is on the way, so make sure you subscribe and follow on all social media. Found at Courage Media Group on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and more. Follow Courage Media wherever you can, and make sure you have the time of your life.